The Propscast is filmed in front of a live studio audience.
Yeah, but there's parameters that I have questions about.
Parameters?
I'll ask you.
Listen to your big fucking college words.
Yeah, parameters.
Wow.
We're going to apply some attributes.
Oh, boy. You mean like boundaries?
Yeah. Like there's criteria.
There's criterion. There is contagion.
There definitely is contagion.
Yeah, you're sick.
In front of me. Hi, everybody.
Hi, everyone.
I'm sick, Clayton.
I'm not sick, Jordy.
This is the Props Cast.
Welcome home.
Oh, nice. We finally have our Props Cast mugs with us.
Why would you say it on air?
What, like he doesn't know?
Okay, Ben, I know you're listening. Thank you for the mugs.
Yeah, Ben Krakowski, thank you.
I have had them at my house for a while now. And I brought them today. But you know what? Better late than never.
I'm using them.
I'm using it too.
Yep. I got my Neo Citroen.
God, you are so sick, man.
I'm sorry if you don't like the sound of sick voices, skip this episode.
Like you kind of sound like a cross between Rodney Dangerfield and fucking Morgan Freeman.
Oh, I get no respect, I tell you. No respect. In the Wataneo.
Oh, brother. Yeah. Guy, will you be okay?
Yeah.
We can just call it right
now. No, yeah. This will be a 2-minute episode. No, I'll just turn my slider down like this. If I have to cough.
You know what? Because you're
seamless.
Yeah, well, that wasn't bad. You are dedicated to your craft, Clayton.
Well, you just showed up, so I didn't have a choice.
That's true.
Just busting down the door.
I always just show up, just ringing the buzzer.
Hey, you in there?
Clayton!
We got a show to do. Okay, so hi.
Hey, man.
You know, speaking of Ben, he sent us an email.
Oh, really? Why don't you read it out?
He was at... Oh, should I read it out or should I just give you the gist?
Whatever you want.
The gist.
Where does that thing come from?
Gist?
The gist.
I don't know. That's a good thing for you
that's
to look
for,
up.
Well,
you,
that's for our part two.
You're the archivalist of the...
Of the sayings? Yeah. That's for our part two of... That episode.
People write us here at the Propscast. They say, "Dear Propscast, I don't know how to pronounce this because I don't know if it's a real word. Autumnal programming, like programming for autumn." Hello, gents. Oh, yeah. Are there going to be some shows about horror movies? How about a show about ghosts? From Ben. P.S. I was also rejected by SFU.
Fuck, man.
Hope he's okay with me reading that up.
How do you? Okay.
SFU is a big Canadian university.
It's prestigious, kind of.
It's not as
it's
big
an
as
ugly
UBC.
Ass fucking school.
It's a prison.
God damn.
And it's been shot as a prison.
It sure has.
And a military complex. It's all concrete.
Also been shot as a campus.
Whereas UBC is more of like.
UBC is nice.
An Ivy League esque looking school, right?
Okay, but let's talk about the ghost stories because we are going to have an episode.
Yeah, I'd like to do an episode about horror movies, even though I haven't seen a lot of them.
Well, you've seen enough.
But I was thinking ghosts in particular would be a good topic because there's a lot of movies about ghosts that aren't technically horror films.
There's a new movie coming out called Mr. Wrinkles.
What's that? That sounds good.
I suggest everybody watch the preview for it on YouTube. It's fucking crazy. It'll make you pee and or poo your pants.
What's the genre? Comedy?
It's kind of like, no, it's a horror movie. Kind of, I think, sort of like a mockumentary style, sort of.
Like Paranormal Activity?
Yeah, but a little bit more.
Like a satire of that?
No.
It's not a comedy at all?
Nope.
I really want it to be a comedy.
It's not. Okay. I got bad news for you, Clay. It's not. Unless comedies will haunt your fucking dreams till end times.
Sometimes they do.
Fair enough. Sometimes they do, but this won't. I mean, it will, but it's not a comedy. It's about a fucking... Okay, so let's say your kids are being bad, okay? Let's say...
Oh.
You don't like somebody. Somebody's bugging you. You can call this clown, Mr. Wrinkles, and he'll come and scare the people.
Oh, okay.
But it's like... I don't really know exactly what the fucking story is about because I haven't seen it yet, but I've only seen a preview. But it seems like... he's kind of like actually nobody knows who he is.
So he's a good bit of a supernatural.
It's kind of like the Mothman prophecies or, you know, what was the one with the fucking that the kids were doing online?
Slenderman.
Slenderman. Yeah. It's kind of, thank God you remember that.
I can't believe I knew what you were talking
about. It's kind of like Slenderman, but in clown form. But right. Mr. Wrinkles looks like a cross between a clown and like a rotting corpse.
Oh, gross.
It's terrifying, dude.
Well, I mean, is this the last episode for September? No, next weekend would be.
Yeah.
Maybe we could dedicate October to be supernatural themed.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
Like ghost movies. We did alien movies. Monster movies.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I should watch Monster Squad finally. We could talk about that.
Guy, you should watch
Monster Squad. You love that one. You love that movie.
Dude.
It's on my list.
It's so quotable.
Okay, so write us an email like Ben did at thepropscast@gmail.com and suggest some ghost movies or monster movies, horror movies that we should check out or look into to talk about.
Yeah. But they're not allowed to be.
They're not allowed to be super scary.
Not too scary.
And I'm not going to watch Friday the 13th movies.
Those movies aren't bad, the first couple.
I've never seen any of them. It's not my jam, bro. Like,
there's 80s boobs in the first couple.
Well, okay, now you're selling me on it.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, like that shape? Every decade has a different shaped breast. We all know that. Guy, I don't know.
I'm sorry.
We sip that fucking Neocitrin.
I am. I'm working on it. Yeah, I think that would be fun. I already made a list of ghost movies because of that email.
Really?
Yeah.
But you haven't seen Hereditary yet.
No. Okay. Should I see that one?
Well, I don't.
You said it was terrifying.
Honestly, my honest opinion, don't watch it.
Okay.
Because I found it so scary that it literally made my, I couldn't get over it for a week.
That's a good horror film.
It's good.
Oh, how zombies movies would be good.
There's so many. What about like...
And I've actually seen a few.
Yeah, there's so many. There's monster movies. There's zombie movies.
Ghost movies.
There's Halloween movies.
Just about like
including
set.
How about Halloween.
Including Ernest Scared Stupid, one of my favorite movies.
Dude, of course.
Did they shoot that here?
Probably.
Didn't they shoot all the Ernest movies here?
I don't think they did all of them, but they did a few of them.
Ernest Goes to School definitely was here because they shot part of it at my elementary school, I think.
Ernest Goes to Yoga. That was here. Ernest Goes Hiking.
Ernest Goes for Brunch.
Ernest Lines Up for Yolks. Fuck, Ernest.
They shot that just down the road from me.
Ernest Lines Up for Everything. Why is there so many lineups in this city to places? You ever notice that? You ever just drive down a street and go, what are they lining up for?
There's so many restaurants, and there's always a lineup.
What are they doing? I always wonder that about traffic here, too. I was going on a rant earlier with Riley. She'll probably be listening to this, and she's going to roll her eyes right now.
No, she was already doing it. You missed the cue.
Ah, dang it. Dang it. My own wife. Where are people going? Do you ever notice that in traffic? Yeah. Why are so many people going to the North Shore in the morning? What's there?
I don't know.
There's nothing there.
I don't know.
There's no business.
Yeah, there's some business.
Yeah, but there's no like, it's not like people going downtown. I mean, is there that many people working? It's like, what are they doing over there?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Working where? At the fucking...
Britannia mines.
Yeah, working at the old mine pit. Britannia. I don't know, bro. Bro, I don't even know anything. You know what's funny is I was thinking about what have I seen lately, but I haven't even fucking seen anything all week.
I watched Booksmart from your recommendation, and I loved
What'd you think?
I loved it.
Was I right or was I
right? You were totally right. It was
so
great.
Well
refreshing.
Done. Yeah.
Like, it looked really good. Very simple story. Like, not overly complicated, but like, great characters, great performances. It was great. I loved it. Super funny.
Those girls
are hilarious.
Come on.
And it was funny because I was thinking about what you said because you weren't into it for the first few minutes. And I was like, you know what? They did something really clever, which is they packed a lot of backstory into like the first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, they're already on their adventure like 10 minutes into the movie.
It's just a great movie.
Yeah.
Anybody out there, rent it.
Yeah.
You'll love it.
Totally worth the time.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, I watched I Am Mother.
Oh.
With Hilary Swank.
Right.
Have you seen that? It's on Netflix.
I have not.
Pretty good, actually. I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Moon.
Oh, really?
You know, where it's like kind of one set, but it's a pretty big set.
Oh, fair enough.
And Hilary Swank and a young actress who I don't know the name of, and then like a robot with a celebrity voice, which I also don't know.
Patton Oswalt.
All female cast.
Oh, not Patton Oswalt.
No, it's good. Worth it. If you're Netflix in Canada, if you got it.
Guy, sometimes Netflix, though. Like, sometimes Netflix. Like, I love Netflix, but sometimes Netflix sucks.
Leanna says hi.
Oh.
Live hi, Leanna. Messaging. From London.
From London.
From London.
She's over across the pond, then.
Is it going to have a fucking hot toddy, eh?
Cheerio.
I'll meet you down at the pub for a pint.
Pip.
What's happened to my British accent? When I'm sick, I can't do voices.
I thought it was quite good, actually. Sounded like Ringo Starr.
Let me see if...
A.K.A. Richard Starkey.
This is a song about a tea cozy. I call it Octopus's Garden.
You really do sound like Ringo Starr.
Do I?
Yeah.
Do you remember when Ringo Starr did the conductor on Thomas the Tank Engine?
Dude, of course.
It all happened on the Isle of Sodor.
So, dude...
The fat controller was very cross.
Thomas the Tank Engine is kind of bizarre.
I loved it.
Did you? But were you into it at that age?
As a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they have it at your age?
Yeah, it was before Shining Time Station. It was just Thomas the Tank
Engine. What the fuck is that?
You don't know what that was?
Shiny Times?
Shining Time Station.
That sounds like a CD put out by Much Music.
We're kind of blending into our topic. Do you want to introduce it?
Shiny Times was a sitcom?
Not really. Kind of. So remember the Thomas the Tank Engine shorts?
No.
Thomas the Tank Engine, the show.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
For kids.
Yeah. It was like
a kid show.
10-minute
where the trains shows. Have a face.
Yes.
Yeah. I know. I'm aware of it.
Yeah. So in the late 80s, it just came on as Thomas the Tank Engine, and they were short.
Late 80s?
Early 90s? No, late 80s.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They've been around for a long time.
I never saw it till fucking 2012.
Oh, dude, they've been around forever. So in the late 80s, it was just Thomas the Tank Engine. It would come on. They would have like a series of cartoon shorts all in a row.
Oh.
Right? That was one of them. Then in the 90s, they created a TV show called Shining Time Station, set at a train station with Didi Kahn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know that. Is.
Frenchie from Greece.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Okay. So she ran the station.
Oh, this is so fucking weird.
Ringo Starr was
him this I know.
Magical Mr. Conductor who was like a tiny conductor guy that would appear when the adults were not around. The kids would see him and he would tell them a story of Thomas the Tank Engine. And so they would incorporate the shorts into this half hour show.
Right. What was the trouble that Thomas would get into? The track wasn't right or something.
Yeah, he had to. Well, it was him and a bunch of other engines. Should we just do an episode about Thomas the Tank Engine? I'll tell you all about it. In one of the early episodes, he had to take this cargo train. It was, and these little cars are like coal cars, and they were really troublesome. They were the troublesome trucks.
Sounds troublesome.
So they would put on their brakes while he was trying to pull them, and then they would let go, and they would like bump him and stuff, and he would get very cross because it was British.
I understand.
Fuck, cut all of this out. This is boring. Let's get to the topic.
Okay. But here's the topic, okay?
You Thomas ready? The Tank Engine. Sports.
Sports versus Thomas the Tank Engine. No, the topic is sitcoms.
Sitcoms.
Situation comedies.
Okay, so my question for you is...
Yeah?
Sitcoms from any era... Specific era.
This is going to be another 4-hour episode.
4-camera setup sitcoms.
Oh, here we go. With can Clayton's we do this technical fucking terms?
Single
four camera setup. Guy, like, can sitcoms.
Can we talk about Scrubs?
It's a good question, actually.
It's a sitcom.
No, it's not.
It's a single camera sitcom.
No. I'm not
like
talking.
New Girl.
No.
You're talking about 4-camera.
Yeah.
Live in front of a studio audience.
Okay, so
audience.
Your technical terms were actually right.
Yeah.
Okay, so
lay some on.
Here's the fucking rules, okay?
So basically, this is all pre.
Here's the rules.
2000s.
Yes. No, it can be your favorite, Big Bang Theory. You should tell everyone that's your favorite show. Because they nail the genre so good.
Fuck you. Bazinga!
Like every...
Fuck off.
Everything that... Okay, okay. Here's the rules.
Don't make me mad while I'm sick.
Okay? 4 cameras.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Studio... Well, it doesn't have to be studio audience.
It probably most likely will have a studio audience.
Probably most likely will. Okay?
Or a laugh track.
Or, although... see, now I'm breaking my own rules here because there was a couple I was going to talk about that are maybe not for.
Okay,
cameras.
Well then we don't have to. Let's talk about those ones first, and then we can. Okay, then okay, we can okay, break
okay.
the rules.
Okay, because here's what I'm going to tell you.
I made
you.
A small list
because molding it in, melding it in to seen anything lately. The only thing I've been watching this past week is fucking reruns of Friends.
Oh, the truth comes out.
Netflix.
Didn't have anything for the seen anything lately segment, so he just turned the whole fucking thing into a topic.
About?
So convenient.
Wasn't it, though?
Yeah.
But we haven't talked about it.
Are you watching Friends because they're going to take it away?
No, I'm just watching Friends because Riley's really into Friends right now.
Okay.
And fair. I have to explain things to her about the 90s that she doesn't know because she was a toddler.
Right. Like when Emily was watching Friends and Helen Hunt came in as a guest star and she didn't know who she was.
Yeah, there's a bunch of guest stars. Paul Rudd. Can we just take 1 minute?
Paul Rudd was on Friends.
Yeah, and he looks exactly,
exactly
the same as he does now.
We've already
exactly.
talked about this.
I know, but it's still weird.
When dude. He was in Clueless.
It's still weird, though. It doesn't get any less weird. But here's what I'm going to say.
Elixir of life. Okay, so Friends.
Yeah, Friends.
Golden Girls. Are you looking for your phone?
Oh, yeah, well, I have a bunch. You don't have any sorted?
I've got some.
Any lists?
Yeah, I got some. I was just throwing some funny ones out. Alf.
Yeah, Alf is great. Alf was great. No, the reason why is because I was watching Friends. I've been rewatching Friends, okay? Friends got so popular in the 1990s when I was a teenager. It was so popular that I got sick of it. Do you know what I mean? I was like, oh, God.
Friends fatigue.
Such friends fatigue. You know
it
how
was
that
a
happens?
Real affliction.
You know how that
across North America.
And it's like, whether it was Ross's like doofus personality or Joey's quips or, you know what I mean? Like the baggy sweatshirts. I was like, I don't ever want to watch this fucking
so
show.
So many baggy sweatshirts.
Guy, that's all it is. But then now I feel like enough time has passed, 20 years, that I can go, okay, like I'm going to reappreciate this, right?
Yeah.
And it is so good. Oh my God, is it?
It was
good.
Well written, wasn't it?
Guy, it's so well written. It's unbelievable how good the jokes are, how well acted they are. Like I take it back what I said about Joey's quips because Matt LeBlanc is so good.
Were all so good.
They were all so good.
They all dialed in their characters and they were like consistent.
So good. The writing, Marta Kaufman and whoever the fucking other people were.
Between Friends and Seinfeld.
Yeah.
And I guess The Simpsons.
Uh-huh.
They had like a monopoly on television writing.
At the time.
At the time.
Yeah. Everybody was into Seinfeld. Seinfeld was so groundbreaking. So was Friends.
We could talk.
I don't know why I have that.
What is that? We could talk the whole episode just about Friends and Seinfeld.
We really could.
I mean, we did a whole episode about Simpsons and then a whole episode about not really.
But you want to know the sad truth? I haven't really seen Seinfeld that much.
A few people haven't.
But guess what? Netflix got the rights to it.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. So.
Oh, man.
That's going to change. I've seen it enough. Man. I know the fucking bit. I just never binge watched it, man. I was out fucking skateboarding and smoking the laser lettuce.
Yeah.
Shoplifting. You know?
Yeah.
I never had time for Seinfeld.
Well.
Although I've seen quite a... I say that I haven't seen any of it, but I've seen quite a few things of it.
Here are some sitcoms that I watched in the 90s.
Lay it on me.
Frasier.
Of course.
You mentioned that one to me.
Yeah.
Dude, Murphy Frasier. Brown.
Murphy Brown. People don't really know what Murphy Brown is.
What do you mean they don't know?
Well, like a lot of young people, because it hasn't made the revival. You know what I
Didn't
mean?
Didn't they do a revival of Murphy Brown?
Yeah, but they haven't. It hasn't like, or is it coming out? Has it been released yet?
Oh, maybe not.
I think it's, I don't think it'll be the same though as all these other revivals.
No. Murphy Brown was very different.
What was the story again? She was a presidential something?
What? No, they were a news anchor.
Oh. I thought she was like an assistant.
Oh, no, she wasn't the anchor. She was like the, she the ran editor. That. Yeah, ran the news, you know, news night or whatever. And one of the characters was the anchor. Right. I can't remember the characters' names.
Neither can I. Well, I know one of them is Murphy Brown.
Yeah, that was Candace Bergen's character. They did an episode where they were like, we don't know each other well enough. We should go bowling.
Oh, yeah?
And they went bowling. The whole episode is in the bowling alley. And there would be, whoever was bowling would like leave the scene, like who was up. And then everyone else would talk about them when they were gone.
Oh, what a great.
And like share secrets. Like a hilarious premise.
Totally great premise, dude. Okay.
Got no Murphy Brown stories?
I can't remember it well enough.
How about...
I did watch it.
Okay, what do you got?
I got Roseanne.
Oh, I didn't even think of that one. Yeah.
Here's the thing, though.
I didn't really like it. But I would watch it.
I watched it. My dad hated her. Hated Roseanne
Barr.
Roseanne Barr, yeah. He just thought she was the most obnoxious. But my dad was conflicted because he loved John Goodman. Because John Goodman...
Yep.
Remember Raising Arizona?
I don't remember that well.
It's like a Coen Brothers movie.
I know what it is, but...
John Goodman's in that. My dad loved him in that. So my dad
He's a phenomenal actor.
So good, dude.
And it's kind of weird to me because he was doing films while he was on that show.
I know. And he ran on that show for the whole fucking
time. Yeah, he was there the whole time.
Maybe he was under contract or maybe he just wanted the money.
Maybe he just thought it was a good show.
I have a buddy who went to the final taping.
Really?
Yeah, he was in the studio audience for the final show. And apparently there was like a mistake or something he told me about. Like they fucked something up. And they were like, John Goodman was mad about it.
Uh-oh.
Okay, but here's my next question.
What?
Because we have to pay homage, as they say in France, to some of the early greats of sitcoms.
Okay.
That I don't even know if I've really seen that much. And I don't know a ton about them, but I think we just have to mention them.
Okay. I'm not prepared
for
this.
I got two.
Yeah.
I'm not prepared for this either, really. But number one is the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Okay. Yeah. Right?
And the next one is I Love Lucy.
I was going to say I Love Lucy.
Yeah. Because those two, I mean, there's the others, right? There's All in the Family. There's the Jeffersons. And I mean, I Love Lucy is before all of this shit. But I Love Lucy, like Lucille Ball was so talented.
Mm-hmm.
And her talents are showcased in that.
And that show was groundbreaking because she was the female lead.
Female lead.
On TV went in an era where that was not
crazy
a thing, right?
This is what I'm saying. Like, don't
like the husband
about this
was
stuff.
The sidekick character.
Totally, he was.
And even their what were the two friends they had that lived next door? But it was the female friend that was also like those were the two leads were the two girls because they were always getting into crazy scenarios.
Oh, they always did.
And the husbands are like, what?
I know, right? Or was it Ethel?
Oh, yeah, Ethel.
Ethel and Fred.
Yes, Fred, yeah. Exactly.
And then there was Ricky Ricardo.
Ricky and
see,
Ricky
and it
Junior.
Was so before my time. We just mostly, it's all references. Like, I don't know if I've ever watched a full episode.
I've seen a few episodes.
But I know she was so good at acting, and she was so good at slapstick, too, right?
Yeah.
Her character kind of body characteristics, you know what I mean? People, that was like a beginning of that, you know what I mean? Just that kind of humor.
It was a lot of like Three Stooges
influenced
kind of scenarios. You see the one where they're working at the chocolate factory
and she's stuffing them down her shirt,
yeah, because
that's like an iconic thing.
Because like the conveyor belt going too fast, and she's just like, oh, yeah.
Well, we've talked about Laverne and Shirley before, too.
I think so,
and we talked about Happy Days.
Oh, yeah, Happy Days.
You've never seen Laverne and Shirley?
I don't know if I've ever watched the show.
There was a TV station, because you know how we all know that I grew up in a rural community. We had satellite for a while, but then the satellite got blown away in a tornado, which I probably told that story before.
You had not on the show.
I haven't. We had, oh boy, Clayton's got a cough. Well, while you're coughing.
I'm cough laughing.
Well, we had a satellite dish when I was a kid, then it got blown away in a tornado. But...
no big deal.
But then we went back to like the five channels, one of them French CBC. So four channels, unless you wanted to see nudity after 11, which, believe me, I did. One of the stations we got was RDTV. That's RD stands for Red Deer Television.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if you know where Red Deer is, but it's a real grand place.
I do know where Red Deer is.
Okay, but Red Deer Television, oddly enough, aired all these old school shows. Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, All in the Family, The Jeffersons, fucking Joni Loves Chachi, Charles in Charge.
Mork and Mindy.
Mork and Mindy. Fuck, we're covering a lot of ground here. We're covering here a lot. With the fucking sitcoms, dude. Three's Company.
Yeah.
But I used to watch, fucking Happy Days and Laverne and Shirley, like religiously. And Three's Company, too.
I see what you did there.
Do you like that?
That was good.
And all I'm going to say is those shows were all fucking amazing.
Yeah.
They really were. They're funny, fuck, well written, well acted. It's kind of the dawn of, you know, television, right? I mean, as far as it being something near and dear, I think. I mean, if anyone, you know.
And if those shows were in a totally different era, like it's hard even for us to understand being like when they were airing for the first time.
Yeah.
At, you know, whenever they came on, if they came on at 7 or whatever, it was that and there was like two other choices.
Dude,
of what to watch.
Dude.
So the stakes were a little bit higher, if you know what I mean?
People don't understand this on-demand culture that we have now.
Yeah.
It's with all things, with all mediums, right? Music, movies, TV, any kind of thing, right? Google itself. I mean, the existence of or not of, you know what I mean?
Like this very podcast. That you're listening
to. This is so meta right now.
You're definitely not listening to it at 2:06 p.m. on Saturday.
They look up, and Friends the other day, there's a thing where they look up something in the encyclopedia, and then the daughter says her first word, Rachel and Ross's daughter, and she says Glebus or something, or Gleben or something like that. And they're like, Ross is like, Gleben is not a word. And then Rachel's like, yes, it is. And she finds it in the dictionary. And I was like, see, Riley, we had to look in books for stuff. We couldn't just look on the phones. And then they couldn't find Chandler. They're like, Chandler, we're looking all over for you.
Dude.
We couldn't find you. That was a thing, right? Finding people.
In Seinfeld, if they had cell phones, none of the episodes would happen. Because it's all about not being able to get in touch with someone in time for their zany scheme.
Right?
It was like
so
George
right.
would be running to the payphone to call Jerry's apartment.
Vandalay Industries.
Yeah, he's like, someone's going to call you. When you pick up the phone, he's going to say, Vandalay Industries.
You're so right. I just had a realization that actually none of these shows would work.
Even X-Files. Right. And they had cell phones, but that was even a show where, I know X-Files is not a sitcom, but that was a show that broke those rules where it was like, oh shit, now they can get in touch with each other. And the writers are like, oh, but how do we do the classic trope of them not being able to?
Yeah.
So it would just be no signal.
There's always a fucking way to do a trope.
Yeah. Clayton.
There always is.
Yeah.
The writers will find it.
You just got to be creative with it.
Even the more you talk, I think we've come to a breakthrough here because the more you talk about it, because it's like even all the tropes of like even Saved by the Bell and Fresh Prince, where it's like going on the date at the same time.
Yeah.
Guy, I got a whole list of fucking 90s ones, bro.
I didn't put either of those down and I totally watched both of those shows.
You didn't watch, you fucking watched fucking Saved by the Bell.
That's what I'm saying is I didn't write it down, but I watched it.
Because you were in love with Tiffany Amberteso. Oh, no, wait, that was me. This guy.
Kelly? Or
no, what the fuck was her name?
What was her name? With the curly hair.
No, not with the curly hair. I worked with her. I worked with her back in 2000. And I can't, Elizabeth something or something.
I don't know.
I'm looking it up right now.
I've got a good one.
Elizabeth Berkley. Tiffany Thiessen played Kelly Kapowski.
Yeah. Oh, that's who you're talking about.
Yes.
I said Kelly and you're like, no.
Oh, did you say Kelly?
And then I was like, I thought there were only two girls on that show.
Guy, remember Dustin Diamond?
No.
Is he in jail?
How about Drew Carey show?
Yeah, definitely watch that a lot, man.
That was a clever show. They did a lot of weird stuff on that show.
Dude, Drew Carey was still is the fucking guy, man. He's Drew Carey. He hosts Price is Right.
God, we could do an episode about game shows.
We will. Guy, every time we do this, we have to write this shit down because we have 52. We got picked up for season two.
We haven't written anything.
We haven't no material. So
this is all scripted. I hope everyone knows that.
Okay.
My stage directions say Jordy and Clayton look at their phones, scrambling to think of another show.
I have tons.
Home Improvement.
Guy, Home Improvement, to this day, I still love Tim Allen, although I probably shouldn't because I've heard he's a real dink. But I love that show, man.
Ho-ho. I liked it, but I think I only liked it because it was on.
But did you love Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
No.
Did you love Zachary?
No.
Whatever his name was.
No, I didn't like the kids. I liked Al, and I liked
Al Borland.
I liked the neighbor,
Wilson.
I like those.
We kind of do that to each other with these.
Yeah, we do. We look like we're two Wilsons talking to each other over the fence. I liked when they would go do the show Tool Time. I always thought that was funny.
Yeah,
but everything else.
The Binford Tool girl, dude, come on. What's just Pam Anderson? I think for part of it, wasn't it?
No,
I think.
Yeah,
maybe.
Here's Married with Children.
Oh, dude, loved it.
That was one of the, and again, that was another show that like I would watch because like Simpsons was coming on right after. I didn't really understand it.
Or was it on after The Simpsons?
Maybe it was on after.
I think it was on. Now that you say that, I think it was on after The Simpsons.
You know, the fountain would be Frank Sinatra. Yeah.
And dude, like just Ed O'Neill, Christina Applegate, everybody had a crush on her.
Katie Sagal
was great. And David Faustino, let's not forget about Bud, the son.
Bud.
And the neighbor.
Who was the neighbor?
Remember the neighbor was that blonde lady? I think her name was Marcy in the show. And Ed was, our Al was always like, so annoyed by her. And then she had that husband who was in Happy Days, that blonde haired guy who was also in Revenge of the Nerds, wasn't he?
Oh.
I can't remember his name in real life.
But he's not supposed to be the same character.
No. He's not the same character, just the same guy.
Hmm.
Right? Fucking, and then with Married with Children, Christina, I don't even know what the fuck I was going to say. I can't remember that. The neighbor, this guy, Ted McGinley.
Okay.
He was in so many things. Remember, he was the head nerd. Dude, he's still, that guy doesn't age, man. That guy is what, 60 years old? 61.
I guess, yeah.
Yes, dude.
Looks pretty good.
That can't be him now, though. That's crazy. We need to post a picture of Ted McGinley.
What else about Married to Children?
Ah, it was just so hilarious. Oh, yeah, here's my story of what it was. The neighbor, Marcy, I'm pretty sure that she was like the showrunner.
Pretty sure. What, really?
Yeah, Amanda Burse is her name.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm pretty sure. I think she wrote it and stuff like this.
And then played the neighbor?
I don't know. I don't know why I thought
that. Why are you spreading lies?
I don't know, but I honestly thought she did. No, yeah, she directed 31 episodes. That's what it was.
Oh, okay. That's cool. That's a lot of episodes. She
directed them. I know. Crazy, right?
Cheers?
That was next on my list, dude.
Oh, we're thinking the same thing.
Fucking fist bump me, guy.
Bump. Now you're sick.
Cheers, dude. I want to go where everybody knows my name.
Now, you worked with Norm.
Yep.
And I worked with the mailman.
Cliff Clavin?
Yeah.
What is his name in real life?
John Ratzenberger.
John Ratzenberger. And George's real name is, Norm's real name is George Wendt.
And he really does talk like this.
He's also the voice of
the piggy bank.
The piggy bank.
Yeah,
I was gonna say Mr. Potato Head. God, I'm so wrong about so many things.
Dude, are you the one that's sick?
Yeah.
Kinda. Are you living in a fever dream?
Dude, my whole life is basically just one giant Saturday night fever dream.
Whoa. Okay, you've got so many, and I'm running out. So
Ted Danson. Let's talk about Cheers for a minute.
We're still talking about Cheers.
Dude, Cheers was the fucking best guy.
Yeah.
Ted Danson, Shelley Long, and Kirstie Alley.
Yeah.
Crossover with Frasier.
Because
spinoff.
Frasier
was a spinoff of Cheers.
So Kelsey Grammer was a character that would
Frasier come in. Crane was in the bar. Yeah, he was the fucking.
And like, when you watch the show Frasier, you're like, why would that guy go to a bar like Cheers?
For the study of it. Well, he was, you know, he was a psychiatrist.
I'm Dr. Frasier Crane. I'm listening.
The tastefully appointed Tuscan fucking Niles.
I used to love the brother. What's the brother's name in real life?
We're doing this too much in this episode. Jeffrey. Jeff.
Dahmer.
Oh, boy. Is it Dahmer?
No, that's the murderer.
I know. Fuck.
Okay, sorry. We're talking about Cheers. Ted Danson.
Jelly Long. And we're forgetting.
And what was
a very important person from that show that we're forgetting about.
Who?
A little guy named Woody Harrelson.
Oh, my God. How did we forget? I totally forgot he was on that show.
Dude, exactly.
That was his big break.
David Hyde Pierce.
David Hyde Pierce.
Dude, he was so good in it. He played like the simpleton.
Yeah.
Kind of like up-and-coming bartender who was from like some butt-fuck place.
So Ted Danson. And
he owned the bar.
Ran the bar.
Yeah, Ted. Wasn't there a thing where like Ted did, or his name was Sam in it?
Sam Malone.
He was a pitcher for the Boston Red Sox. I believe that's how the story went.
And he buys a bar.
He bought a bar, but then he gambled it away or some bullshit like
and
that.
And then the
woman then bought it. What was her felt name? Bad.
Rebecca?
Well, at first it was Shelley Long, or Shelley Long, right? And then.
What's the premise of Cheers?
It's just a bar. The regular.
Okay, so. On. But then Woody Harrelson worked there.
The lives of a disparate group of employees and patrons at a Boston watering hole called Cheers over 11 years. Over much of this period, Sam Malone.
Boston.
Oh, God, I don't know if I want to. A womanizing ex-Boston Red Sox pitcher.
Boston.
And an alcoholic owns the bar. It's purchased. So he lost the bar and then.
Boston!
I don't know. Fuck, it's too much to read on air, man. I'm like, holy shit.
Okay, forget it. Moving on. Cheers.
But it was great.
But Woody Harrelson, he worked. His character worked at the bar.
And his name was Woody.
Oh.
Woody Boyd. Christy Alley was Rebecca.
I knew it was Rebecca.
Yeah, you're right. Shelley Long was Diane.
Oh, yeah, Sam and Diane. Right.
Little ditty about Sam and Diane.
Okay, how about our favorite show, Coach?
I love Coach, man. Did you ever see any football in that show?
No.
It was just them in the office.
Yeah.
There was never any football.
No, they never did any exteriors or anything.
They were those guys, Craig T. Nelson, man.
Wings!
Oh, dude. Wings was so great.
Because I just thought about how it's a bottle, kind of a bottle.
You like, spread your wings with that realization.
Yeah. No, because Wings was set in the airport when you never saw any planes.
No, totally. Dude, everybody loved Wings.
Remember
man.
How many people were on Wings? Tony Shalhoub.
Fucking Thomas Hayden Church. He was Lowell.
Others.
The dullard. Other people. That they other were, guy, I worked with him too on fucking Masters of Horror. The good looking guy. Remember how there's the two
yes,
brothers?
Yeah.
The one of them, Steven something or other.
He ran the airport
he
or
did.
The airline, right? And then yeah. Wasn't Tom and Thomas Hayden Church? He was the pilot.
Mechanic.
Oh, he was the mechanic.
Yeah, dude. Fuck, it was all good, bro.
Dude, another one just popped into my head.
What?
Perfect Strangers.
I had that on my list.
Okay, well, you're too slow.
Steven Weber.
You're spending too much time looking up actors' names.
Because there's so many.
And not enough time talking about shows.
Okay, then
let's just talk about the mood of the show.
Then let's talk about
Perfect Strangers. Awkward.
That's us, man. I'm fucking Balky, you're Larry.
No, I'm Balky.
Well, are you sure?
Yeah, maybe
I know
I'm
Balky
bit,
has a sweet mullet, but do you
I'm
not
a bit,
kind of resemble that
guy? Yeah, that's the face I make. I am kind of an uptight New Yorker type guy, right?
And I'm like the weird Greek cousin. He wasn't really Greek, was he? He was just from Mythos. Or
yeah,
Mykos.
Wasn't it like a made up country?
It was Latvia? No, it was supposed to be an island near Greece.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
I just remember in the opening credits, he's on the back of a truck with a goat.
So,
and then somehow he makes it to New York City.
Therefore, anywhere east of the Portman Bridge. To us, right? Could be a fucking goat on anybody's truck.
I just remember that all that time, Balky would call Larry, cousin.
Cousin.
But in the weird accent. And I kept thinking that his name was Carson.
Carson.
Because it sounded like, Carson, listen to me.
Carson Larry.
And I'm like, you know. And then I was like telling my mom about like something funny. You know, and then like Balky said to Carson, she's like, who's Carson? I'm like, you know, that guy.
And she was like, no, 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 son.
Yeah.
It's cousin. And you were like,
and I was like,
oh. Boosh. Wow. Wow. Okay, but do you remember the Dance of Joy? Now we're so happy. We do the Dance of Joy. You don't remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
Guy, that dance I used to do, the two of them. Da, 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 da. Don't make me do it. Don't make me.
Do it. Get up and do it.
Guy, there's so many. Okay, how about we get into the classic family ones from the 90s?
Okay.
I'm going to start with Family Ties.
Okay.
Michael J. Fox.
Yeah.
Who I know is a hero of yours.
Okay, so Family Ties. But then what was Silver Spoons?
Silver Spoons was like Rick Schroeder.
Because I get those
AKA
two.
AKA Ricky Schroeder.
Mixed up.
Silver Spoons is about a rich family,
kid, right?
Who was rich. And the trials and escapades of that? This doesn't sound right, does it? Was he born poor?
I don't know.
I don't want to look up Silver
Was
Spoons.
Was Doogie Howser a sitcom?
No, man. Remember, we're breaking the rules here.
That was single camera, right?
Yeah, because remember fucking Obla Di Obla Da? Life Goes On. Remember that? Corky Thatcher. Do you remember that one?
What the fuck are you talking about?
You don't remember Life Goes On, that show?
Life Goes On.
And
no.
It was the kid who had Down syndrome.
Oh, no.
You don't remember
when was that? No.
Guy, you got to be kidding me.
What was the one where they had the family
so 90s.
Had a girl that was a robot?
Small Wonder.
Oh, man.
Great fucking sitcom, man.
Great memory.
She was a robot. She,
but nobody knew except for the
family,
could, like, right?
Clean and print money. Kind of like modern day fucking slavery, I guess.
Like the dad built her.
You know what? As
like
far as
secret,
as far as the
I vaguely remember that show.
The deets, I don't even know. She was a robot though, and she cleaned.
Was. Yeah.
I believe.
She was super strong too.
And when she get mad, she blew steam out of her ears.
Oh man.
Guy, remember Punky Brewster?
Dude.
Guy, Mr. Belvedere.
Oh. Fuck, that hit me like a fucking bullet.
What was the kid's name? Oh, I have to look this up.
How about that? How about this? The Nanny.
The Nanny. Fran Drescher.
Fran Drescher, yeah.
Okay, but Mr. Belvedere, can we just... Oh, yeah, Wesley.
Man, Mr. Belvedere.
Guy, what? There's so many. I feel like we can't get into too many.
God, I must have spent a lot of time watching TV as a kid. I'm like...
Yeah, that's all we did.
Okay, did we really talk about Fresh Prince? I think that we need to revisit that for a minute.
Let's talk about it.
Okay.
Okay, you know what? We should talk about right now. Let's have a little segment for the African-American sitcoms.
Okay,
because
yes,
there are so many fucking good ones.
Yeah.
That, in fact, out of all the ones I just mentioned, besides Perfect Strangers,
yeah,
I feel like all I watched was the African-American ones, realistically.
Yeah.
Cosby Show.
Okay, yeah. Family Matters.
Family Matters, exactly.
Yeah.
Fucking different. Well, that Different Strokes was kind of half and half, I guess.
Right.
But still, Different Strokes. Webster.
Oh, I never watched Webster.
Did you ever watch A Different World? About the college? It was like when the oldest daughter from Cosby Show, she went to college, and it was a show called A Different World. It had that guy with the flip-up glasses, Dwayne Wade.
No, I didn't watch that one.
Guy, it was so good.
So that was a spinoff of Cosby Show?
Yep.
Hmm.
Guy, I'm telling you, man. Okay, but let's talk about Fresh Prince because it
was really
huge.
I really liked All in the Family.
Okay, but we might have to pump the brakes on All in the Family because right now this is our African-American segment.
Oh, sorry.
The Jeffersons.
I'm thinking of Family Matters.
You're thinking of Family Matters.
With Urkel. It's because it's got the name Family in the title. I even see the opening, but with the title, it says All in the Family instead of Family Matters.
Toodle toodle doo.
Yeah.
Whatever happened? No, that was
that's Full House.
How did the Family Matters go?
Fuck.
It's going to bug me.
It's got like a weird sting at the beginning that doesn't really tie into the theme. It's like...
All I can think of is Full House.
I know. Well, that was... That theme song fucking destroyed all other theme songs of the 90s.
Okay, but do you remember Stefan Urkel?
Yes.
Guy, how good was that?
Did you see that Key and Peele sketch that they did about that?
No.
Peele plays the dad, and he's in the cop uniform.
Oh, and God. He comes Carl Winslow.
Yeah, Carl, yeah, he comes into the producer's office, and it's Key, and he's like, oh, we got to stop writing things about Urkel. Talking about how Urkel's like taking over the show. Fuck, it's so funny.
Jaleel White was Urkel's real name in real life. And when you think about
the actor's name?
Yeah. Him going from Urkel to Stefan Urkel.
They changed the genre of that TV show. Like, it was just a show about a family, like a kind of blue collar family. The dad was a cop.
Yeah.
And then they had a wacky neighbor. And then the neighbor just sort of like took over the whole show. And then suddenly it was like science fiction. He's doing like Nutty Professor shit in his garage.
Because he was so good at acting.
Yeah, he stole the show. Literally, he stole the show.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, that's it. It's a rare condition. But this day and age. Yeah.
Darius McRae. Jamie Foxworth. Ooh. Joseph Julius Wright. Who is that? There's a baby. Oh, yeah. Remember the aunt?
No, all I remember is Urkel. That's it.
So good. Okay, well, that was
cut. But you know what? It's got the same like arrangement as the Full House theme.
It's the same guy singing, isn't it?
Probably, or a guy emulating.
They used to say December 7th.
Can we sing the Full House theme song?
Wasn't I just singing it just now, or was that the one we just heard?
Whatever happened to the?
Something Liberty, the milkman, the paper boy, and
evening TV.
Everywhere you look, everywhere it's a heart. People are gonna be like,
somebody who loves you.
This guy should not sing on the fucking podcast.
Well,
what the feedback we're gonna get?
Deal with it.
Yeah, you know what?
Get your own podcast and don't sing on it.
No, don't tell anybody because they will.
Yeah, they will. The Grip Cast
will be shut out. Okay, I'm gonna throw another one. Okay, but I feel like we didn't talk about Fresh Prince enough.
No, we didn't. I totally
we keep talking about it and then not talking about
Carlton, Uncle Phil, the butler who sadly just passed away.
Yeah, Jeffrey.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Oh,
AKA
yeah.
Jazz.
So he played
himself, kind of.
But he was like the best friend.
Yeah. Remember him getting thrown out of the house?
Oh! Was Will Smith's character named Will?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he wasn't a rapper, but it was like his, yeah, I mean, he wasn't playing himself, technically. I guess he was. I don't know. Dude, Will Smith, as cheesy as he is, fucking, he's got to be in the Hall of Fame, doesn't he?
For TV?
Just for everything, man. Just for being a fucking force of nature.
He's had a phenomenal career and it's nowhere near over.
No, it's not. Especially when he's playing himself younger in Gemini Man.
Oh, man. Are you going to see that?
Yeah, of course I'm going to fucking see that, dude.
He'll be acting till he's like 85, probably.
He'll be the new Morgan Freeman.
He'll be the new Morgan Freeman.
Yeah. He's probably like 84 right now. Don't crack, as they say. It's true, though. Except for Paul Rudd. That should be the saying. It should be black don't crack except Paul Rudd.
Right.
Because, okay, because...
Sorry.
You know another show? And this is a tough one for me to talk about because as of late, there's been some, you know, serious crimes, turns out. But I loved The Cosby Show growing up. I loved it, man.
This is something that... Because even Cosby as a comedian, like, never mind the show.
Yeah.
He was one of the greatest comedians.
He really was.
Of the 20th century.
Dude, he was like old school, like fucking, you know,
trifecta. Everyone was in awe of him.
He was a comic. He had his own show. Mm-hmm. He had a fucking cartoon, Fat Albert, that he was,
right?
And then all this stuff came out about how he was drugging women
and
raping them. Like, I mean, that's fucked up.
It's fucked up.
It's hard because to me, like...
Well, it's hard because we grew up with that show.
He was the doctor, in my eyes.
Dr. Huxtable.
Dr. Huxtable, dude. He was like a good person. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm saying about how, where I grew up, I was actually having this conversation with John the other day over text. I was like, I didn't know about things. Like, I didn't know anything. Like, I just assumed that that's how life was, what I saw on TV.
Yeah.
For everybody. I thought
our generation, you know, grew up that way because we didn't have the internet to examine things, right?
It's didn't know shit.
Whatever you saw on TV, that was just what was out there.
Exactly. I assumed everybody lived like that. Normal, middle class people. There was no trouble.
Yeah.
Nobody had any struggles at all.
Yeah. And then you watched NYPD.
Yeah. And then Cops came out.
God. That's not a sitcom.
Bad boys, what you gonna do?
Cops.
No, but fucking the Huxtable thing, man. Or the Huxtable Cops thing. The Bill Cosby.
In Brooklyn. Sorry.
I like when I start to talk and you are still committed.
Boston.
I love it. No, but the Bill Cosby thing to me is a fucking
tragedy on so many levels.
But I mean, realistically, come on, he's in jail. The crimes have been tried. You know, it's
the thing, because it's the same with Kevin. Remember we touched upon Kevin Spacey, and then I was like, ooh, let's get out.
I would say Cosby's worse than Kevin Spacey.
No, I'm not comparing the two. I'm just saying, like, we're finding out that some people who are in media are, you know, not great people.
Some.
And then it leaves me to wonder, and I'm struggling with this. Does that impact the works of art that they've created before? Well,
it kind of does, doesn't it?
Right? Like, could you watch The Cosby Show now? You'll never see it streaming. No one will ever pick it up.
No.
Because of that.
I know.
But like,
remember how he always wanted to eat that fucking sandwich?
Yeah.
Do you remember that? And yes. He never got a chance
to eat that. He would go down and
the fucking hoagie?
Yeah, and then like the daughter would be sitting at the kitchen table, struggling.
Interrupting him.
Yeah.
He's just trying to, he couldn't even get one bite of that fucking hoagie.
Yeah.
Great fucking show, though.
It was a great show.
Oh, but terrible crimes. Terrible crimes, dude.
I don't know. It's like, I don't know.
But what
do
you know
do?
What?
What do you do?
What did he do?
No, like, what do you do? Like, what do we do having grown up with that show?
I thought you wanted me to talk about more about what he did.
No, I do not.
And I was like, Clayton, I don't think we should.
No, I don't think we should.
I don't think it's good.
No.
Good topics.
Anyway, Cosby Show, definitely, like, that was a cornerstone of television for that era.
Dude.
Do you have any more?
I have tons more.
I have two that I want to talk about.
Okay.
But
well, I'll put one out there.
Yeah, good. Do it.
Who's the boss?
Oh, shit, bro.
Who is the boss, really?
In the episode of Community, where Abed takes the course, Who's the Boss? He determines that it's Angela.
Well, yeah, of course.
That's a funny episode.
It's kind of funny because some of these, times have changed. We'll be realistic. Yeah. Since these shows were out, times have changed.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways.
For the better.
Obviously, always for the better. Well, although lately it's feeling not for the better, but we're making gains. But Who's the Boss was about, wasn't he a baseball player too?
Was he?
I think he was a baseball player. Tony Danza?
I just know he drew that blue van.
He was a single dad. There's a time for love and a time for living. You take your chance around the bend.
It's really good. Keep going.
Because it's a brand new life. Brand new life. Brand new life around the bend. If I had a pan flute, I could
really
fucking rip it.
That was great. That was fantastic.
And he was a baseball player, I think. And he was a single dad and he needed to find a job. So he found this rich woman and he was like their nanny, essentially.
That's right.
Right?
He lived in their house.
So, hence the name, Who's the Boss? Who is the boss?
Because it's challenging the stereotype of the man being the head of the household.
Exactly.
Because he's not.
Exactly.
He's the servant.
Whereas nowadays, that's not a weird thing. But it still kind of is.
Yeah.
But it's not. But
for a guy like Tony Danza. Where dude, like, hey, Angela.
Angela. Hey, Mona. Oh, Angela, remember? And then there was this sexual tension between them.
Yeah.
Because she said to him, he was like, oh, Angela, you know, sometimes I like to take a bubble bath. And she was like, Tony, I picture you more in the shower. And then the audience was like, oh. Speaking of which.
Hang on.
We haven't even tapped into this at all. This is a weird one. It goes on too
long. It's bad. It's like trickling.
I feel like, though, me and you are kind of dough-headed sometimes where we'll start talking about something and then we don't do that.
Well, I was thinking, too, just now, I'm like, we should have just sang the theme song of every show we talked about, a cappella.
We still could, and just you could just drop it in.
I don't even know half of them.
Okay, I got another one.
How about
one.
The Frasier theme song?
But I just don't know what to do with the salad and scrambled eggs. We're calling again.
Boop, 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 boop.
Good night, Seattle.
Okay, what about growing pains? But Dad, Mike Seaver.
Oh, man, I forgot about that one.
Hey, Mike. Trying to do Alan, or what was his name? Alan Thicke. Fucking impressions. He's passed away, too.
Yeah.
Robin Thicke's dad, for all you millennials out there.
He did J-Pod up here.
Did he?
Yeah.
He's a Canadian icon.
Yeah.
He's a gemstone of ours, right?
Yeah.
And Joanna Kearns, the mom, she's now a director.
Oh, really?
Like, she did a bunch of episodes of Psych.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So people know her. And Kirk Cameron went on to be a devout Christian.
Okay.
And did a few Christian movies that did moderately well. Tracy Gold, though, the girl who played the sister, fuck. I don't know why. I can't remember their name.
I didn't really watch that one, if I'm being honest.
Really?
It was on the radar, but
it's kind of a white privilege show. Not gonna lie.
I wanted to talk about Third Rock from the Sun.
Oh boy!
Did you watch that one?
I did. I didn't. It was a bit older.
It was a show that I thought was a really cool premise.
It was a very, very well done show.
And then after a while, I don't know what's going on here. And like to have John Lithgow on television, like
too much almost.
Well, at that point, he was already a really reputable screen and stage actor.
Yeah.
Then to put him on like a sitcom was...
You know, I worked with the guy, right? Strange.
Really? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Apes. Bro.
Where it says, did he talk like this? Yeah. Like, kind of like, oh!
Yes, exactly.
And then Jordan Gordon Joseph Lovett, or whatever his name was.
Jordan Joseph Lovett?
Yeah.
I don't know him, but I wish I did. Joseph Gordon Lovett.
You know who I'm talking about.
I love him. I feel like he's kind of fallen off the map. Did you ever see Don John?
No.
That movie about internet porn? It's about a young guy who's like addicted to internet porn.
I've never heard of it.
He directed it.
Oh.
And you got to watch it. It's quite good.
Do you think he's like directing TV? Because that's where Fred Savage ended up.
Dude, Joseph Gordon-Levitt? He was supposed to be Robin and fucking Batman, wasn't he?
Yeah, but then that trilogy ended.
I know. And now it's fucking, we got Robert Pattinson.
Sweet.
Okay, I don't know.
I got one more. I've got my last bullet, so you better get your final shots.
Okay. All right, dude.
I can't. I don't have much left in me, I don't think.
Guy, this is a bad idea. Okay, what is it? Lay it on me.
No, I wanted you to go first.
Me?
You have no more?
I got tons more.
Well, hit me with some.
Okay.
But I'm going to sing the theme songs if I know them. And if I don't know them, I'm going to make them up.
The Golden Girls.
Oh.
Boom! There's a fucking bullet for you.
Golden Girls theme song. Take one.
Thank you for being a friend.
Oh, you already know it. I actually don't know what it is.
Oh.
I was going to make one up.
Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is
I like
true.
That you're reaching.
You're a pal and a confidant.
Jordy's kind of reaching his hand into the sky as he sings this.
But if you threw a party.
Yeah.
Invited everyone you knew. You would see the biggest gift would be from me. And the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend.
Fucking nailed it. Nice.
Okay, here's my question for you.
Yeah.
If you had to spend the night with one of them, who would it be? Please say B. Arthur.
Please. Yeah, I think I would.
I'm not saying she's necessarily sleep too. With them. I'm just saying spend the night.
Oh, because she would be so
fucking maybe it's
funny.
More like they just take care of you for a night.
Oh, any of them.
All of them.
All three.
At, well, there's dude, four.
Oh, four.
You're forgetting about Sophia.
Oh, yeah, right. Dude, you'd be laughing the whole time. You'd never stop laughing.
Guy, if I even got to spend 5 minutes with fucking Betty White, my life would be complete.
I love that she had like a huge revival and then now she's sort of receded back into.
Well, she's old as shit, man. She was the oldest one.
No, she wasn't the old.
No, that was she was the youngest one. Did you know that?
No.
Fun Golden Girls.
But she played the old one. Right. Oldest?
She played the oldest one.
Get out of here.
She was the youngest one.
Get out of here.
Guy, I'm telling you. Blanche was the fucking sexy Southern.
Buddy. Let me see. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, Bea Arthur was she that was voice. She was a handsome woman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know that voice. Remember when she's in Family Guy and she plays Peter Griffin?
No.
In that TV movie that they made up? Oh. You're never going to do it, Joe. Yeah, You'll never make it.
The football movie.
The football movie? Or no, it was the Olympian movie or whatever. Yeah. The fucking whatever it was. The triathlon or some bullshit. Guy, Golden Girls was so fucking good too. Such so well written. And it was quite risque too because it was about four single elderly women that lived together, also never heard of at the time.
Yeah, and they were like kind of trolling for booty.
Guy, they were fucking minxes. They were all kooks, over
those dudes.
On the prowl.
Isn't there? Because there was a clip I saw like Burt Reynolds comes in to take one of them on a date.
Oh, probably Blanche. And she was always getting the guys.
Yeah, and it was him. He was playing himself.
Yeah.
And he did like one of these. I mean, the audience can't see that, but he kind of like scratched his mustache with like, you know, like one of those one finger. He's like, so let's get out of here.
Classic Reynolds. He's dead too.
Oh, no.
Holy shit, guy.
I got to cut that out.
Why?
Oh, no.
Oh, but Dad. Okay, but I feel like, wait, what time are we at? Holy fuck, we're at an hour already.
I'm going to throw my last one out.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do with it what you will.
Okay, do your worst.
That 70s show.
Oh.
Hanging out. Now. Down the street. The same old thing. We did last week. Not a thing. And Donna's hanging on to the dashboard.
Look out
to you. Whatever that is.
We're all right. Hello, Wisconsin!
You're fucking killing it.
I hope that turns out pretty good.
It's gonna be so bad.
I just started rewatching it, and it's so good. The first season is fucking amazing.
That was another show that had like just top to bottom amazing cast. Like
totally.
Every single totally. Character. Who? Not Donna, the other girl. What's her
Jackie.
Name? Yeah. She was underage when they shot that. Yeah. She lied about her age. And she's got an amazing career.
Mila Kunis.
Yes, that's her name.
Dude, and I used to
voice have... Voice of Meg.
Voice of Meg, yeah.
Family Guy.
I used to have a huge crush on Donna.
Oh, yeah.
Laura Prepon.
Yeah.
She didn't really do much.
She's on Orange is the New Black.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So she did.
Yeah.
I'm wrong.
She fucking slayed it, man.
Dude, I love Topher Grace still. To
Topher
this
Grace
day.
Is a great actor.
Love him. Have you seen, he plays David Duke in The Black Klansman?
Yeah,
so fucking funny.
He was really good.
Really good in that.
Like as a kind of a creeper.
It was almost like the comedy relief.
But he actually does look like that guy.
He kind of does look like David Duke.
They showed the photo of him. I'm like, oh my God, they look a lot alike.
David Duke's such a fucking clown. Anyway.
Yeah, that was a great show. And the mom and the dad, Red and Kitty.
Yeah.
Fuck, they were so there was like, in the first season, they did a lot of really, really good gags.
When he smokes weed in the wallpaper.
Yeah, that's exactly
fucking
what I was going to talk. And his dad's talking to him and the wallpaper's scrolling past behind him.
Even them, like, the shots of the camera going
when
around.
When it's in the table,
with the smoke. They didn't even need to show them smoking weed.
Yeah, just the smoke is just sort of drifting up.
Dude,
such a little of a dupe.
Do you know that it was only exactly a little off-camera dupe? I hate the smell of that shit.
Me too.
For anyone who doesn't know, dupe is this weird globby
incense
that we use.
It's kind of like a Play-Doh, and you can just light it. You kind of make it into a cone, and then you light it on fire. And it makes really great wisps of smoke, like for a smoldering cigarette.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, although that could have just been a fucking smoke machine.
There's a little special effect for it.
Did you ever see the 80s show?
Yeah, I remember
Not good. What a fucking bomb.
Wasn't it like, I think I only watched the first episode and it was like set in a record store or something? That was like the main set.
We could, I think so. I just remember there was like a punk rock chick in it or some bullshit.
Dude, we could do the 90s show.
Dude, we could do the 2020 show coming up here where it's a bunch of oldie guys doing podcasts.
Yeah.
Somebody give me a gun and a fucking toaster.
Okay, I'm out of shows.
Are you?
Yeah.
I have unless so we wanna go, many more. Unless,
oh, news radio. But we've talked about that a little bit before.
I don't have them anymore.
And then Spin City.
Spin City was so good.
Michael J. Fox, again, my hero.
Okay.
But I didn't really watch that show a lot.
Wasn't Joe Rogan in Spin City?
No, Joe Rogan was on News Radio.
Yeah.
News Radio was it. Again, we've talked about this already, but like Dave Foley, Joe Rogan, Kathy Griffin, Andy Dick, your favorite character actor.
Steven Root.
Yeah. Phil Hartman.
Phil Hartman.
It was just like...
Remember Just Shoot Me wasn't too bad either.
Oh, yeah. Just Shoot Me. David Spade. And Enrico something or other was Iglesias. On Veronica Mars. I worked with him. He directed an episode of iZombie.
You know what, though? We didn't really talk enough about Third Rock from the Sun.
Oh, I know we didn't.
Well, it was so good. The premise of it, though, we could almost incorporate that into our next Area 51.
I liked it because they were aliens inhabiting human bodies, and they were sort of chosen at random.
Exactly.
And the warrior was put into the woman's body.
Yeah.
So again, really risque 90s movie of like challenging gender norms.
Exactly.
It's a stepping stone.
And it was age norms too, because Joseph Gordon-Levitt was the oldest alien, was he not?
Yeah, and he was in the kid's body.
Kind of like Sophia from the Golden Girls.
And how old was he in that show? He's probably like 15, 16.
Even younger, wasn't he? 13.
Yeah, super young. Oh, and then French.
He had long hair.
French Stewart? Where did he go? He was my favorite.
I forgot about that guy.
And his eyes were always closed. Dude. Like
French Stewart, man.
Wayne Knight was in it. Newman?
Oh, yeah.
He was like a kind of, you know, like fucking a peripheral character.
Remember that meme that Cappy sent us about Newman, like, impersonating all the people?
Wayne Knight, Dennis Nedry in Jurassic Park is cosplaying as all the Goonies kids.
From Goonies.
All his costumes are exactly one of the costumes from the kids from the Goonies.
The shit that people fucking think of and notice and then go to the
And effort. Then go to the research.
Dude, it's crazy, man. It's fucking crazy. Would you consider Scrubs...
Well, this was my question, because Scrubs is...
It's not a four camera.
It's a single camera, and it was... When did that come out? Early 2000s? Because there was a shift in the late 90s for sitcoms to be shot as a single... And when we say single camera, like the four camera setup is four cameras on a studio floor, and they basically run it like a theater production, and the four cameras are all rolling.
Seinfeld, Friends, all the classics,
studio audience. Where a single camera setup is where you're shooting it like on a soundstage with just the crew, and you're shooting bits of it at a time, multiple locations, that kind of thing.
And I've never worked on a four camera.
They've only done a couple in Vancouver, and they were kids shows. I think kids shows.
Mr. Young,
and some.
Some assembly required.
Package deal. Those are it.
I think so too.
I think it would be a total. It would be. We wouldn't know what to do.
God, there's a bunch we didn't really mention, but there's so many. But just quickly, Night Court.
Wait.
That was really good, dude.
That was a funny show.
Dude, it was about people in a night court.
Yeah.
Like, what are the fucking chances? There was a judge. There was lawyers.
There was the tall, he was like the bailiff
there
guy.
There was a bailiff.
The bald guy.
Bull.
Yeah, and he was like super tall and like really monotone, right? Oh.
Yeah. John Larroquette was one of the DAs.
Dude, I just thought of one.
The John Larroquette show?
No.
No, what?
Everyone Loves Raymond.
Oh.
I was just making fun of it last week. I was doing my impression of Ray
you
Romano.
You do a great Ray Romano, dude. Not gonna
lie. Hi. Hey, everybody. It's me, Ray Romano, on the Props Cast. I just here to talk about my sitcom from the late 2000s. Everyone Loves Raymond. That's me. My brother was really tall, and my ma lived across the street.
What was the wife's name again?
I can't. Patricia, or wasn't it? I can't remember. Wasn't it the chick that exposed Scientology?
Oh, maybe.
Wasn't that her? I don't know, dude. I get so many things anyway. Messed up. Everyone's on.
Everyone Loves Raymond was the number one TV show.
Did Everyone Love Raymond, though?
5 years.
It was
not a bad show.
I re-listened to his stand-up, and it's quite good.
He's very funny.
Yeah, he does some good stand-up.
He's a very good comedian. And he's a pretty good actor. I've seen him in some indie movies. He's been The Big Sick. You know that one?
Yeah, I love The Big Sick.
That was a great movie. It's a true story.
Totally true story.
Yeah.
And I love the guy.
Camille Nanjiani. Yeah, I worked with him, too.
He's awesome, dude.
He's awesome, yeah.
He's great in Silicon Valley. Mm-hmm. Okay, but let's maybe just to dip our toe into more recent ones. I know that you're dying to talk about The Big Bang Theory.
God, fuck off. What's that theme song?
Here we are. We're a couple fucking nerds. But no. We're not really nerds. It's Big Bang Theory. Well, that's not how it goes.
Bazinga.
Clayton, for everyone out there who doesn't know, Clayton hates The Big Bang Theory with all his heart. It's not as bad as you make it seem.
No, it's bad. It's terrible.
Oh, boy.
The audience agrees.
Apparently. Okay. How about Modern Family?
Yeah, single camera.
Is it? Oh, yeah, I guess it is. Yeah, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
that's
you're right.
That's coming to an end.
That's yeah, been on the, it's been on for fucking 30 years.
It was a great show. Okay, can we talk about single camera?
Yeah.
We'll just bang them out.
Scrubs.
Scrubs. Yes, yeah. That was on my list.
Okay.
I loved Scrubs when
Scrubs
it came out.
Scrubs is amazing.
Arrested Development.
Yeah. Fuck. Good thing we mentioned that or people would have shit.
Parks and Recreation.
Yeah.
My personal favorite, Community. Not a lot of people have seen that.
I feel like those shows, Parks and Rec, Community, Scrubs.
Yeah.
Those three shows really played a part in shaping you as a human.
Yes, they
am
did.
I right or not?
Yeah, you're totally right. Okay. Well, Scrubs is Chris Miller and Phil. Is it
Phil Lord?
Phil Lord.
Yeah.
Did
yeah.
the Lego movie? Mm-hmm. They did Last Man on Earth.
Got fired off the latest Star Wars movie.
Did they?
Yeah.
Really?
Didn't they? Off Solo. Yeah.
Oh, really?
They were doing Solo. Well, they were doing it, and
they got fired.
They got well. I wouldn't say like I don't think they got. Fired for incompetence, but something happened and fucking Ron Howard had to come and finish it.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you see that movie?
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
It's good. I don't mind it.
Woody Harrelson again.
Dude, the only Star Wars movie that I like, literally was like, what the fuck, was the fucking three that came out in the 90s, whatever those were called.
No, you can't talk about those ones. They don't exist.
But then the last one, The Last Jedi with the fucking gambling planet. Anyways, we're way off topic.
Scrubs theme.
I can't even remember it. I can't remember it.
I know Superman.
Is that how it goes?
That was the end of it. Yeah.
Oh, I was gonna make an attempt to sing the actual Big
Sarah
Bang
Chalk,
Theory,
Canadian actress on that show.
Yeah. Do you love her?
Yeah, I do. She's funny. She's the voice of Beth on Rick and Morty.
Oh yeah. Here's another single camera that we've already talked about.
What?
Although it's not really a comedy. I shouldn't really.
What?
The Wonder Years, but it's not really a sitcom.
Nah, it's not really a sitcom.
Yeah, okay. Moving on then. Because we need to do a whole... Sanford and Son. We need to do a whole episode about adult cartoons and not like porn cartoons, but like...
No, like, yeah.
You know, adult cartoons.
Simpsons era to now.
Exactly.
Family Guy.
Fucking Venture Brothers, Rick and Morty, Big Mouth.
Do you watch Venture Brothers?
I've given it a shot. Morgan's always trying to get me to do it.
It's a deep cut. You got to really go in heavy. Archer, Bob's Burgers. Bob's Burgers can be for kids, though.
Did you ever watch Newhart?
The Bob Newhart show?
Yeah.
No.
It was my other brother, Daryl.
What about Larry Sanders' show?
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh,
we got to mention it.
Boom, boom, boom.
John John loves that fucking show.
Oh, man.
And Seinfeld.
Well, yeah, Larry David is.
You know what's funny? I told you the story. I worked with a guy named Tom Sharonas, who directed 81 episodes of Seinfeld.
Oh, wow.
So that's probably the lion's share of directing it, right?
Yeah. Because how many? They probably had 200 in some episodes?
Sure. So we'll say he did the majority of them.
Wow.
Right? Super laid back Texas guy. Told Seinfeld stories all the time.
Well, yeah, it's probably this.
Well, you know what? On Seinfeld, because he wanted his director's chair right in front of the fucking actors, like just out of shot.
Oh, wow.
So there'd be the camera.
That's a unique style.
And then there'd be the actors in front of the camera. And then right beside, not even just beside the lens, but like wherever the fucking frame would end, depending on what lens we were on, he wanted to be just outside of that. Awesome. Looking right at them, like just sitting there, like so awesome. And then I had to ask him, as he always told Seinfeld stories. So I just had to ask us, had to say, okay, so Tom, tell me how much of Seinfeld was improv and how much wasn't. He goes, well, I'll tell you what, probably about 0% of it was improv. It was all scripted and all rehearsed, very calculated comedy. He said, that's the key to good comedy.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, fuck, fair enough.
Yeah. Well, because like I've heard Larry David, I've heard Larry David and Seinfeld would just like go into the writer's room, just the two of them, and just bang out the scripts and be like, this is the script. And I guess they had probably writers to kind of flesh it out, but I think.
Michael
Richards did a little bit of improv.
That's what he said too. He said,
his
besides
physical humor.
Michael Richards doing exactly that. That's exactly what he said.
Like the way besides he would come in the door and like
the falling and whatnot. The slapstick.
Yeah, his little bits of business.
Poor Michael Richards, man.
Oh, man.
I mean, not poor Michael Richards, but like what happened there?
Yeah.
Brutal, dude. Guy, curb your enthusiasm. I mean, talk about Community for a minute because Community? I have barely watched it.
Community is, if you're a fan of Rick and Morty, the co-creator of that, Dan Harmon, created Community. It was on NBC.
Oh, really? I did not know that.
In 2009 it came out, so 10 years ago. You've worked with Jim Rash,
who plays
the dean. So it's basically, it's a college community, or a community college, Greendale Community College is the setting.
Right.
And it's Donald Glover is in it as a student, straight out of high school.
So it actually created a lot of huge people.
Joel McHale, Chris Pratt. Talk Soup. No, Chris Pratt was on Parks and Rec.
Joel McHale from Talk Soup
came in. He's a disgraced lawyer. He's the protagonist. He's a disgraced lawyer. He faked his way to getting on onto a law firm, and they find out that he doesn't have a law degree.
He didn't pass the bar exam.
Yeah, so they kick him out, and he goes back to community college.
Right.
And they're all taking Spanish together. And Chevy Chase is like this old guy who's just like taking classes because he's bored. And it's great.
I forgot that Chevy Chase was in it.
So they start a study group at the end of the first episode, and that's how these people come together. They're like totally strangers, and they just create this little study group, and they become friends.
Hence the comedy. It's a good premise.
It's a great premise, and the characters are really well thought out, and it's funny as fuck. Like
the scripts are fucking endless. Because how long did it go for?
They did 4 seasons on NBC, and they did a fifth and sixth season on Yahoo, which evaporated before it existed.
Like Yahoo?
Yeah, Yahoo tried to do a streaming service.
Not
YooHoo, but Yahoo.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Okay, well, since we're on this topic, I got one big one that I'm going to drop.
One big one, and then I think we should cut it.
We should probably wrap it up, and this is a good one to end it with.
Great.
The Office.
Oh, yeah.
I mean...
No, dude, I forgot. Okay, I'm going to come clean, okay?
Come clean with me.
I was a big fan of the British Office.
So was I.
With Ricky Gervais, Stephen Merchant. I really rejected the American Steve Carell Office when it first came out.
Everybody did, man.
Because it felt like it was a... Jordy's fighting with my cat.
Well, she started
You won.
She always fucking starts the fights.
Get out of here.
No, but go on, because I love this.
The first season is just a direct, like the scripts are the same, the set is the same.
Yeah.
It's just like transcribed. Like I was like, oh, they can't do anything interesting.
Everybody thought I was going to fail.
And then when they ran out of the British scripts, because the British series was only 12 episodes between the two seasons, they sort of came into their own. And that's when it got good.
And it's so good.
Like, Dwight becomes a totally different character. Yeah. Rainn Wilson just took that and ran with it. And Steve Carell takes his character and goes his own way with it. And then that's when it really became something special. And that show is... It's so good. And it's totally along the lines of Parks and Rec and Community. And these modern sitcoms where... As opposed to Seinfeld, where they're all kind of bad people in a way.
Right.
All these characters are kind of good people in a way.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, they have faults and stuff, but in their hearts, they... Like, Parks and Rec is a really good example of that. Right. Where every character really, in the end, wants to do the right thing and do good things, but they can't get over... You know, their own fucking stigmas or whatever. And that's like, all those shows have that in common. And I think The Office really has that. Because even Dwight is like a total crazy weirdo, but he has these moments where you're like, oh, he's actually a good person.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's this uplifting feeling of it.
I've watched, I think, every, well, maybe not everyone.
I think I've seen
over
them
the years,
now.
I might have seen them all. Yeah. I mean, it's just so fucking funny. Right?
It's so funny.
It's the mockumentary style.
Yeah.
It's the fact that Michael Scott is just so... It's the awkwardness, right?
Yeah.
It's the painful, awkward beats of that show where you're just like, you're cringing. But it's so funny, but it's like it, you know, you just have to keep watching, right? Because that's how an office is, I guess, right?
And a great cast, again. Yeah. Fuck. Hilarious. So like good. Each of them are so funny.
I know, and I just worked with Ed Helms, and I did ask him a bit of stuff about The Office.
Did you?
Not too much. Because, you know, I don't like to be like, so, like, remember that one show you did? But he's really great because Riley's cousin is a huge fan, so I got him a signed photo.
Oh, that's nice.
And Ed
from the Nard Dog.
Exactly. It's exactly what he thinks. Because I was like, I wonder if he'll sign it from, like, his character in Andy. The Office. Because it was a picture of Andy in The Office. And he signed it. Hey, Evan, you know, thanks for all this blah, 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 love and respect. The Nard Dog. That's what he signed it at Elms.
That's awesome.
So that's cool. Yeah. What a great fucking show, though.
God. It is a great
show.
And
you know what? Like we always say, it's Friends and Seinfeld. Well, not Friends and Seinfeld, but Friends and The Office are currently the most watched shows on Netflix.
Yeah.
And Seinfeld, the rights just got sold to Netflix.
Right.
Which is weird, though, because I thought the fucking...
They're both NBC.
I thought that
they?
NBC was starting their own streaming service.
No, maybe they're not.
And this and that. And I heard that Apple is kind of tentative now about doing a big stream.
Oh, really?
Well, they don't know if they want to do it.
Well, Disney's launched. Disney's
is coming.
It's supposed to come out this month.
Pretty sure it's cheap too, $5 a month.
Really?
Yeah, guy.
And it's all the Marvel stuff, all the Disney stuff, National Geographic, and Star Wars.
Yeah.
So just that.
And all three Star Wars from the 90s.
Yeah, the clones. The best ones. The Phantom Menace.
Anything with Jar Jar Binks.
Attack of the Clones. Jar Jar's Big Adventure.
Jar Jar and the Hendersons. Do you remember it?
Yeah, I remember the theme song. Jar Jar and the Hendersons. Jar Jar and the Hendersons. From Hoth to Tatooine. It's the biggest show you've seen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you remember that one?
That was really good.
That was a good one.
Okay, well, I think we've covered everything.
So
I think we've covered them all. You might have to trim this one.
I think
down.
That's no. This is probably the longest episode.
Probably.
Guys, thanks for listening to us talk about sitcom movies. And please send us an email at thepropscast@gmail.com.
Yeah, I feel like, have we got any emails for suggestions of topics?
Just Ben, which is great. So
yeah, thanks, Ben.
Suggest some more Halloween ones. Like, I think we'll do zombie movies, ghosts.
Monsters.
That's a pretty good top three.
And including in the Halloween topic, we're going to do a one about all the Real Housewives shows.
Yeah.
Because they're monsters,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
No, that's too mean.
And keeping up with the Kardashians.
Ooh, I didn't think you were going to go there, but you did.
I went there.
Nice.
Kanye, come at me.
Oh, boy. Come at me, bro.
Wouldn't that be funny if he tweeted me?
He's like, yo, fuck that
he's
shit.
He's like, yo, I've been listening to your podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, props cast. That's whack.
And it was all in auto tune.
Yo, props cast.
Okay, everybody.
Yeah, it's follow us on Instagram at the Propscast and the Facebook page, whatever, whatever. Thanks to Dan for our music.
Thanks
and
Amanda for our work.
Graphics. Thanks for everyone listening. I'm sick, Clayton.
I'm not sick, Jordy.
Bye!